from 1951, when Larry Richardson worked with Bill Monroe through up into the 1955, when Jimmy Martin left and started recording for the Decca Record people and created his own sound and went on to carry on the bluegrass story. About the same time, Bill Monroe had a new booker and manager by the name of Carlton Haney, and that's how he got into the bluegrass story. Thank you. He used to book a date, and they'd go play it, and he'd go back the next day and put up the window cards.
That's what
Bill said. But that's how I got into the active part of the bluegrass story about 1955, and traveled with the bluegrass boys and contributed my little bit and got me into it. In just a minute, we will continue with Carter and Ralph Stanley's sound added to the bluegrass and the numbers that they did, or that Carter did, and of course Ralph's going to help us out because he contributed to the bluegrass story as much as anybody. All the fellas. Now, one apology to the fellas that are working with Jimmy Martin, like Bill Emerson and the Yates boy and all of them, because our show today was based on the story of music, and we're not eliminating them because they hadn't contributed to the music. They certainly have, and they're doing it today. It's because that each member of these groups here played the instruments that they play, so they're here at the show, and we don't mean to slight them in any way. The boys that are with Don Reno, and the one with Benny Martin, and the ones with Carter and Ralph Stanley, George Shuffler, and the Jimmy Martin's boys. They contributed, and they did a great part, and are doing it now. That's their job now. But we'll be back in just a minute with the Stanley Brothers and the Bill Monroe portion of the bluegrass music story.